It's time for the Jane Carroll Show on 1360 KUIK, Westside Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the final hour of today's show. I'm Jane Carroll, and it's my great pleasure to introduce a man to you once again. He's a great author, and I've talked to you on many occasions about his books, including when he's been on. He writes these. It's just fun to read John Trudell books, and I always look forward to them when they come out. And he writes under the category of often under cyber thrillers, and they are thrilling, but they really incorporate what's going on in the world today and in geopolitics in a very profound way. And today we asked him on because he wrote an interesting article about how we must and how we can defeat the Iran deal. And it's a little bit ironic, but today the Democrats lined up like little lemmings and said they have 34 votes. That's all you need to get this deal done. And they're going to be back in the United States Senate. Is the battle over, Mr. Trudell?
First off, Jane, let me say again, thank you for having me on. And it surely is a very dark day for America. I mean, I'm sitting here feeling like I did watching 9/11. This is a little bit slower and everything, but it's pretty ominous.
No, I came on the air today, and I've just been. Usually, I'm a happy warrior, but this today feels like. It just feels like I don't know. It just feels like this was something that. And all you need is 34 votes. You don't even have to get a majority to sell us out.
Well, exactly right. So let's we'll talk about that in a minute. But the thing, this has been kind of like watching a train wreck come along. And it's interesting because, you know, I've been trying to finish my next book, which is going to be late now. And I'll talk about that for a minute. But first, for your listeners. Who I am, I'm John Trudell. I write novels. Most people today are calling them political novels for a while. I thought they were like techno thrillers like Tom Clancy, but these days everything is political, and I invent these stories, and then they happen, you know.
I know, and that's one of the reasons your book is a little late, is because your publisher wanted to see what was going to happen with this deal, right? The Iran deal.
Well, actually, the thing that happens when you're writing a good novel, my book belief is fiction, good fiction isn't reality, it's an image of reality. If you look at 1984 or any of the really great books, even the Tom Clancy stuff, they resonate with reality and you can learn something from them in addition to reading an entertaining story.
Right.
So it's really me that has put the thing on hold, although it turns out my publisher agrees. Because it's not that I'm going to put anything about Obama and the treaty other than maybe mentioning it in passing or the not treaty, because it's still unfolding. But I have to match reality. If I say something, once the book goes into production, it's kind of hard to stop. It's like a big machine that is running.
Right.
And so I couldn't have a glaring error in it. And it's gone on and on and on and on. And since I've been watching it so intently, very intently, and people call me. I have a good network of people that feed me things. And all right, so I'm waiting for something to happen, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I put out this little cheat sheet about how to stop the deal, because everybody was talking about the details, and the details are very interesting and should be studied. But what can you do to block this thing? And so I was getting so many questions every time I'd go on social media that I made the little, it's one or two pages, it's a little alert note that
right.
I put out. And about a week.
It went viral.
It went viral, yeah, absolutely. The Cruz campaign picked that up and put it into their newsletter. And whoa, okay. And then Drudge gave it a favorite and everything. And ever since then, you know, my computer is just sizzling, okay? And just in the last day or so, I guess it was Monday morning, I put out a little bit of an update. But the whole thing has God, there's nothing sensible about it, and there's a lot that's very sinister about it. It apparently, all this started a very long time ago, even before before Kerry was in the position he's in now. Back when he was a senator, he was actually working on this. A deal with Iran. And, of course, Valerie Jarrett is Iranian. Kerry's son-in-law is Iranian, allegedly the Iranian minister responsible for this treaty. His son was reportedly, and then unreportedly, he really wasn't there, but he was apparently best man at Kerry's daughter's wedding. Okay, so this is very, very strange. And it was just going to float through, and how I got involved with it is strange. My book came out last year, Raven's Run.
And that's a by great the way, book.
Yeah, just in the last week, it's picked up a major award. So the book is you know,
it's still a great read. It really is.
Thank you. Well, I made up this story about what could be really scary. Okay, well, how about terrorists with nuclear weapons? So that was my storyline.
Yeah.
And I wrote it last year, and it came out not long before Christmas. And before I was even doing interviews for the book, I may have done one or two, we had the Christmas party at the White House, and Michelle Bachmann was retiring from Congress.
Right.
And she talked to her family, and she said, well, I'm never going to see Obama again, probably. I'll never talk to him, and I have to leave him with a message. And the family, oh, it's Christmas, you know, let's just go have some punch or something. No, I have to do this. So in the reception line, she had it set up, and they kind of delayed everybody. And she said, Mr. President, I just have to leave you with one thing. Whatever you do, you cannot allow Iran to have nuclear weapons. And that was her message to him. This is the most important thing, and you're going to change the world. And an American in huge ways. So you can't let this happen. And of course he goes, there, don't worry your pretty little head about it. And that's the end of the discussion. And of course she was on the House Intelligence Committee, so she was all briefed in on everything. She was very aware. But just blows her off, okay? And I'm sitting here listening to this, and it's up. I have a blog as well as my website. The website is www.johntrudell.com. The blog has more about reality. It's just blog.johntrudell, johntrudell.com. So if you go on there and search for nukes, you'll find this has been gathering steam now for over a year.
Right.
And first we have Michelle Bachmann, and I'm going, my gosh, that's my story. I mean, I made this up, and now it's freaking happening. And a couple more months go by, and for the second time in American history, we have a major head of state come to talk to Congress to warn of a huge threat. And the last time it was Winston Churchill warning about Hitler. We didn't particularly listen, and bad things resulted. But that was that. And, of course, in this case, he was boycotted. Obama, you know, didn't want him to come. The Democrats didn't show up and everything. But he gave, I think, a pretty good speech. And then
I thought he gave a great speech.
I was wondering why we
didn't have him over the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he is a very impressive man, and I think a very good man. And then we have this, if you remember back, the situation back then was that Congress was not allowed to see this so-called deal that isn't a treaty. Okay, they were just forbidden to see it, and the position of the White House was, no, you're not allowed to see it. This is just something we're doing. And, of course, they say, well, wait a minute, we want to see it, particularly after Netanyahu had been there. So they go around, and they pass a bill, and that's where we are right now. It was Senator Corker who, I think, sponsored the bill.
He did.
And it was just to prevent embarrassment. It was so embarrassing that here all this was happening, and everybody else in the world could see it, except for our own Congress.
Well, but the thing was, and the things people like me were out here, and I know you're screaming, where are the Republicans? They have the House, they have the Senate. Why aren't they demanding that this be a treaty, so that it, which they have a right to do, so that at least you have to pass it, or 50% of the folks, and then you have to ratify it. The president can't veto a treaty that hasn't been ratified.
Exactly right. No, so the whole thing, in this case, he named it not a treaty. Okay, so he said, it's not a treaty. Okay.
We'll back off.
Yeah, right. Well, what they did is they got embarrassed after Netanyahu came over, and they looked kind of stupid, which they should. And they said, no, you have to show it to us. And there was never a resolution of it being a treaty. And by the way, the precedent for nuclear treaties, nuclear is huge. And our Constitution says you need a two-thirds approval in the Senate. But what has happened under both parties, Republicans and Democrats, every time there has been a treaty involving nuclear weapons, the START Treaty and all these other things that have, you know, the trail back decades through the Cold War, the protocol was that both houses would have to ratify by two-thirds. They went beyond what the Constitution required. And that happened under Republicans, it happened under Democrats. Now we have this nuclear deal that they're not even allowed to see.
We have John Trudell, the author, and he's a brilliant man. Can we take a quick break and can you stay with us?
I'd be happy to, yes.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back after these messages.